Well, I cannot believe it, but we are almost into the month of July 2019. I wanted to give a very brief sneak preview of what is in store for the month of July. It's a really killer month. I'm just grateful to Steve Bain and the whole Beyond the Uniform team. We've got an incredible lineup of guests, and it's a tribute to how many veterans are out there achieving great things in such a diverse array of fields. So here's the quick run through. So July 1st, episode 285 is coming out, and that is with Kirk Windmuller. This is a cool story. Chris Pisani, who's a longtime Beyond the Uniform listener, had sent me a note on LinkedIn with this PowerPoint or PDF that just was extremely detailed on the transition process and everything that you need to do at different times and all sorts of things to think about. And we backtracked it to who wrote it. It was Kirk Windmuller, who's at Lockheed Martin, and we invited him on the show. What really surprised me about this conversation, first of all, you got to check out the video trailer because he's got this conference room where it looks like he's in the Millennium Falcon if you're a Star Wars fan like I am. But he did his transition after 22 years, and I assumed that this was a document he put together for his own transition, but it's completely the opposite. He did not have a great transition. It was not enjoyable for him. And out of that pain, he produced this document, which I think is astounding because he's not going to benefit from it. He was really doing this as an act of service to pay it forward to many of you who are still on active duty. So we talk about that. We talk about the lessons learned. We talk about what he wished he'd done differently. He goes through the document, which is that and multiple articles that he's written are referenced in the show notes. And we also talk about his role at Lockheed Martin and why veterans might enjoy a career there. Coming out on July 4th, Independence Day, episode 286, we are not taking a break for that holiday. Valerie Rivera, is in an episode called Finding a Workplace Where You Can Thrive. So like me, Val went to the business school at Stanford, but unlike me, she served for, I believe, 14 years in the military prior to making the transition. And what she does now is a mix of consulting with companies as well as work to improve their workplace culture. And it's a fascinating interview. It's very interesting to go into the psychology of what makes people satisfied at work, what helps people thrive in what they do for their day job. And so I like this episode because it is a great mix of entrepreneurial story as well as a topic that's relevant to every listener, because I assume that all of you want to enjoy where you work. And so this might help you in filtering out workplaces and understanding whether or not you would thrive there, whether you enjoy it there. If you're already in a civilian job, it might give you ideas on how to improve your workplace culture. So I think this is one of those episodes where there's something for everyone. On July 8th, episode 287 is coming out, and this is a rarity. Jan Rutherford was on the show previously. I think it was like episode 180, and I sat down with him. He talked about his work on self-reliant leadership, these crucible experiences that he runs with a mix of veterans and civilian executives. And they go to extreme environments like Alaska and go on these crazy expeditions, and they learn about leadership together. In that first episode, it was really compelling because he has a unique vantage point on, in general, where veterans thrive as leaders and where they may have blind spots. And that's a unique message that we don't hear a lot. I think we tend to really spotlight the positive, and I think he had a lot to offer of where we can shore up some weaknesses. But I knew before I even ended the interview that I wanted him back on the show. And so in this interview, we kind of free wrote a little bit more. We talk about crucible experiences, how to create them, what they are, why they're valuable, why it's valuable to get out of your comfort zone. We talk about publishing books, even if you don't think you would ever want to write a book. He makes a compelling case of why it's valuable. We talk about journaling and a lot of things. So Jan's a rock star. It was awesome having him on the show. He's got a podcast as well, so you can enjoy some really good audio between the two of us. We both got good mics. Episode 288, July 11th, is with Steve Cannon. And I referenced him on a Saturday episode previously because there is an incredible YouTube video where he talks about leadership. But this one was just a real gem. Steve works, he worked as president and CEO of Mercedes-Benz USA, which is just an unbelievable feat. And my dad is a Mercedes fanatic. He's owned 7 or 8 different Mercedes. He's restored 4 of them. He loves, I took German in high school mainly because he was so enthusiastic about Mercedes. So that was just awesome for me to sit down with him virtually and have that conversation. And now he's on to even crazier things, which I'll leave for the episode. But I think what's incredible about this episode is to talk with someone who has served at such a high level at such an esteemed company and to learn about how he got there. And he's very candid about the challenges he faced getting there and what has helped him be successful. And so it's just great anytime you can get the perspective and advice of someone who's been so successful like that. It's just very motivating for me, and I hope you benefit from that as well. On July 15th, episode 289, I am really curious to hear the community's response to this interview. This is a conversation with Maggie Neal, who is not a veteran, but she's one of the professors I had when I was at Stanford Business School. I actually didn't have her. I sat in on a couple workshops that she taught, but it was extremely competitive to get into her class because she is an absolute guru on negotiations. And this is based on a survey we sent out. We wanted to do more skills-based episodes. And we thought, okay, negotiations is a topic that no matter what career path you go into, you're likely to benefit from this skill set. And we don't get a ton of experience with it in the military. And so I love this conversation. I mean, Maggie has taught for over 35 years, I think, in total. She's taught for 26 years at Stanford Business School. She's written 70 different articles for top publications, multiple books that are incredible on the topic. So she is as good as you can get in terms of an expert on negotiation. So we talk about common misconceptions about negotiation, and we talk about how similar veterans are to women in the workforce. In my view, both of these demographics often do a better job advocating for others than they do for themselves. It's definitely a trend that I've observed in the 290 plus interviews I've done. And so we talk about how to approach that, how to practice this, literally how to train with your children if you have kids around negotiations. So let me know what you think of this format. There's no limit to the extent that we can go down this rabbit hole. If you appreciate these skills episodes, what would be helpful if you do is to drop us a line and let us know what are the skills you'd like us to take a deep dive on. And one of the great things about that I'm appreciating about Beyond the Uniform is because we've had so much traction, it is somewhat easy to get some pretty stellar people on the show. And so I'm confident we can track down some phenomenal experts on whatever those topics are. We just need to know what they are. I'm a little bit out of touch with the military community and not sure what sort of skill sets you feel like you'd like to learn. So that's July 15th, and we're only midway through the month at this point. Is that crazy or what? July 18th, I literally just edited this interview. Episode 290 is with Preston Pish. He runs a podcast called We Study Billionaires. They get over a million downloads a month. He's written multiple books. He is an Amazon. He's the top 35 top Amazon business authors. And he's on active duty. It's just mind-boggling. It makes me feel like, what am I doing with my life? He is doing all of this, and it's a great episode regardless of your career aspirations, because he talks about focusing on life as active duty, but how he carves out time to do these other things and how he's stumbled into this. I don't want to give too much away on this episode, but there is so much in here about getting the most out of life. And he's got four kids, and we did the interview late at night because he was putting his kids to bed. It's great about priorities and about serving, and just there's so much in this episode. This one was the longest time it's taken me to edit an interview. I always worry when I'm recording an interview, I always worry that my software or my computer is going to shut down. And, you know, someone was looking out for us because before starting this, you know, I always chit-chat with people before we start the recording. And he said, "Hey, I've got my recording equipment. Do you want me to record this as well?" And I said, you know, exactly what I just said. "Yeah, absolutely. I'm always worried that this is going to crash." And 20 minutes in, sure enough, for the first time in 290 episodes, my recording software crashed. And irrecoverable. And thank God he had his running. The downside was that his system, for whatever reason, only recorded his audio. So I literally had to go through and listen to the interview and piece together what I was saying and re-recorded it. So I hope that doesn't detract from the fantastic content in that interview. But the audio will be a little bit weird. I don't know if you'll be able to pick up on it, but it was like faking a conversation. But I that was one of my favorite interviews in a long time. July 22nd, talking to Jason Goroff at ADP. I have actually not yet recorded that episode, so I can't give any crazy side notes about this one, but I'm excited about that. July 25th, I'm talking to Chris Malaro, who founded a digital health software startup. I know that not all of you want to be entrepreneurs. I think that this episode is still worth listening to, precisely because the idea for Preston's company came out of his military service. It came out of people he served with and mental health problems and people falling through the cracks and him saying, "I don't want this to happen to anyone else. I don't want anyone to fall through the cracks in our medical system." And he built a solution to solve that. So we talk about that, but we talk about a lot more that's relevant to things beyond entrepreneurship. And so he's a great guy. I appreciated his humility and his experience. And then the final episode of the month, July 29th, Coach K from Duke University. I don't know how Steve got him, but he did. It was persistence. I know Steve kept on going after them. If you are a longtime listener, you know that I am not the most conversant person in the world about sports, but even I know who Coach K is. When I was at the Naval Academy, a good friend of mine from high school was at Duke, and my friend Scott and I would drive down there and get away from the Naval Academy, and everyone there would just speak with reverence about Coach K. That was my first exposure to him. And the more that I've gotten to know about him, the more respect I have for him. So that's a short interview. I was only able to get about 15 to 20 minutes of his time. He was incredibly gracious, but it was just an incredible conversation talking about how do you cross the generational divide to motivate players or to lead people in general, and how his service in the Army has helped him, and how he's rebounded from failure. He had a lot of great thoughts about surrounding yourself with a good team to be able to cope with those failures. So check in, keep an eye out for that one. End of the month, we're making you wait for that one, but that's just one of those many things that makes me feel so grateful to be doing this show and just really astounded by the quality of guests we're able to attract. As always, keep the feedback coming. You know, all of you who filled out a survey or wrote us an email, your message is influencing the podcast that we're lining up. We're staying about 6 to 8 weeks ahead of publishing, so it may take a little bit of time to trickle through, but already in this month, hopefully you're seeing that your suggestions are being put to good use. Have a great week. We'll be back soon with our traditional interview format and an incredible lineup for the month of July 2019.